Sunday the 4th of June, Kof Dalet Sivan, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, appreciating Das Torah.
Sunday morning is always a good time to give a shiur, because it's just people are relaxed, but also because you've got so much to choose from. Still in the middle of Parshas Shlach Lecha, really. Still say Hazorah for Tuesday. It's also Parshas Korach. The Maaseh, that's good, because we will see that there is a connection, a Lomo Nismucho, between Parshas Korach, Shlach Lecha, and Parlois Lecha. At the beginning of Shlach Lecha, Rashi says Lomo Nismucho Parshas, Parshas Ru, Parshas Meraglim, Parshas Miriam. We're going to extend that to Lomo Nismucho Parshas Korach, to Parshas Shlach Lecha. We see there's an undercurrent, there's a common theme, there's a kesher between all of the parishes. But the biggest kasher of all that we've all been tumbling over for the whole for the past over Shabbos is the Chetan Meraglim. Exactly what was it? It's not clear in the Rishonim and the Mefarshim on the Pasuk. Exactly what did they do wrong? The Maaseh, what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu, who in Parshas Devarim says that it was Vayita Be'enai, he approved of the mission, sends these tzaddikim, Roshei B'nei Yisrael, sends them into Eretz Yisrael, and he tells them, bring back a report. Go check out the land, see what you find, come back, Zogiba, tell us what you see. That's exactly what they did. As was. He asked us to come back, bring back some fruit. It's exactly what we did. As well, what's the problem? The Ramban already kiyadoa efes ki azaom. He pins the whole chet on the fact that they said efes. It can't be done. You know, chesaron b'tochen. The Tessa's whole maimon b'tochen and nishtablis is based on the story in the Meraglim. They didn't have enough. Not clear. The azar groyse chet. The adayoyim was still suffering from it. It was Tisha B'Av, the first Mitzvah, the second Mitzvah, the Gantz and Angagolas. Spanish expulsion and the English expulsion, the Kiyadua, the First World War, Second World War. From Vos and the Parshas Meraglim and the Chet itself, not clear exactly what it was. We'll try and clarify Efsha and the Halach and some what went wrong there. Tzveita Kashi is Rashi says that why is Parshas Shlach Lecha juxtaposed with the Parsha of B'Halos Lecha? Says Rashi, ki yadua, lomo nismucho parshas meraglim and parshas miriam, ifi shelokzal iskei dibo, shedibro beochio, because of what she spoke negatively about her brother Moshe, v'rashoim halolu rov v'loy lokhu musa. And these rashoim, if we have time, we'll also answer the contradiction in Rashi v'sanechov. He says they're rashoim, few psukim later, Rashi says eksherim. Pesuk says Rosh Hashanah Yisrael, him Roshoyim, not Roshoyim. The Rashi later says Vayelchu Vayavoyu. That just like they came by Eitzarah, they left in the first place by Eitzarah. Actually, we'll get to that.
Probably not.
No, me. But the question one asks on Rashi is that it's a bit harsh, really, because the Chet of Miriam was speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, speaking about a human being, the leader of Klal Yisrael. Here they were talking Lashon Hara about a piece of land. We're not saying that Lashon Hara about a piece of land is okay either, so it's Yisrael doch. But if we're not saying that the problem was that it didn't have bitochen, but we're saying that the problem was Lashon Hara, it's a bit of a shvera kal v'chomer to bring. You know, the owner brings a kal v'chomer the other way around. If you can't say Lashon Hara about a piece of land that has no feelings and has no future and has no reputation to protect, you can't speak Lashon Hara about people. But Fakir, the other way around, it's a bit shver the drosha. Yeah, but the Hilchus Lashon Hara applies to people. Sefer Chofetz Chaim Retzach being mentioned. Whatever you say, the Issa Lashon Hara is about people. It's shver to say that the Roshoim Halol Lalochum Musa. You could excuse myself. We thought the Issa is only about people, and the Gonish Kavusa can't speak about a piece of land. If you want to say that a chutzpah is being lashon about a piece of land, I could just borrow chutzpah because he's not as cholos rashi. That's a different vote. But the vote is a different one for Miriam. What's the kasha? I'll ask one more question as well. Kiyadu ha-shlach l'cho anoshim. So gadash tein shlach anoshim. Why does it say shlach l'cho anoshim? Whenever it says l'cho, there's always a drosha. Lech l'cho, l'anoshim, 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 l'anoshim the Da'atcha. Continues Rashi, Ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eini Mitzav Elecha. I'm not telling you what to do, Moshe Rabbeinu. You do what you want. You want to send, you want. You don't, you don't. Which is a bomba kasha. Torah is not a democracy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, you want, you know, there's no such thing. No, there's no power in Yiddishkeit. Other your, other name. Other Samitzvah, other Zanaveira. There's no such thing, even a thing that's not Mefurish and Mitzvah, Mefurish and Aveira, either you're supposed to be doing it, or you're not supposed to be doing it. Ein derech yisanim, as we state in Kudosh Zachesed, if that's the beginning of Kudosh Zachesed, there's no such thing as it's optional. If you want, nice, you don't want, what's the pshat ledat? As we state also in Sforim, so it's like this. Rashi says, lo manismacho, parshas meragim, meragim. And all the kids, all the children coming from school, meragim. And all the swarm talk about the meragim. What's the problem? The problem is, you'll be hard-pressed to find the word meragim in Parshas Shlach Lecha. Very hard-pressed, because it doesn't exist. It's Shneidish meragim. It's not called meragim. The word meragil doesn't appear at all. Leragil gonish doesn't appear in Parshas Shlach Lecha. We already call the Parshas meragim in the very first Rashi, meragim Shneidish. Doesn't say meragim. Where does it say Meragim? Sefer Devarim. No, Devarim. I'm talking about the Torah. Where does it say Nor? It doesn't say Meraglim, but at least it uses the word. Shtei in Pasuk. Vayifnu vayalu hahora. Vayovoyu ad nachal eshkoil. Vayiraglu oiso. In Parshas Shlach Lecha, it doesn't say that they were set the ragel, like it doesn't devour my raglu. It uses a different lotion. It uses a lotion what? Viosur. Shachacha anoshim viosur is eskenan. Again and again, viosur, viosur, viosur. Eile shmois anoshim ashashalach moishel osur es aores. Vayishlach hoizem moishel osur es eskenan. Vayadu vayosur es aores. What's the chile between vayosuru and vayiraglu? What's the difference between the lotion Losur and the Loshen Leragel of the Maral Meredik? The Ragel is Meloshen Regel, Hergel, Regila, which I think is the basis for the English word regular. Regular, ordinary. Namas. Sachvet like that. The Ragel means to regularize, to look at it from a regular standpoint. Right. Let's take a look according to the regular natural order, right, how this is going to be achieved. Losur shtei in Svarim is a lashon of Torah. Meaning, well, there's two ways of looking at something. It can be looked at from a regular standpoint, from a natural perspective, from what you might call a military strategic perspective. You can go to Eretz Yisrael and give a cook and see, ooh, look, the Golan Heights, those are important, keep Syria at bay, Sinai Peninsula, we can give that one back. Right? 20 miles, 25 mile, nautical miles of a barrier, that's about enough to keep us safe. That's the Ragel Asa'oretz. Losur Asa'oretz means looking at Eretz Yisrael from a Hashkofa of Torah, through a lens of Torah that looks completely different. Completely different view, completely different oiskuk from what it might be if you're just looking at it from a geographical or strategic perspective. You're looking at it in the South Torah as a different world from Gans. What the Svarim call a mabat pinimi, an internal look. Because one can look at events, one can receive events, analyze events from a very natural perspective, look how things add up, see if they add up naturally. Or there's something called Das Torah. And Das Torah means that we look at something completely different from the way that everybody else looks at it. Everybody else means Sayyidin, Saygoin. Right? Even if it's just becoming, just looking at it as a Yid does not necessarily mean looking at it as a Ben Torah. Because we're also analysing the news, right, through the same medium that everybody else is looking. We're also reading, you know, this one and that one, even in the Yiddish press, you know, what's going to happen, and what's he going to say, what's that one going to say, what's going to be the result, and now what's the fallout, and what does this mean for the future, da 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 da. All's good, very nice, gesunte hate. It's not that term. Because there's a way of looking at life through what we call, well, the Gemara says, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soy. Gemara says, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soy. We're going to look at this in a minute and see what this means. Gemara says, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soy, which means, I mean, we know what it means practically, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soy, that the wine goes in and the secrets come out. The Gemara doesn't need to tell me that. Right? Just walk up, yeah, turn the corner, it's clear. Right? It's not just Yayin either. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soy. It's the same, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soy. Nish does mean the Gemara, Nish not does mean the Gemara. The Gemara is not coming to teach me, if you drink a lot of wine, right, you might have spoiled some secrets. So if you want to get secrets out of something, get a lot of wine to drink. Nish not then. I don't need the Gemara to tell me that. No, but Yayin is what? Yayin is Torah. Have Yani Obeisa Yayin, Shtein Shashirim, Yayin is Torah. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soy. If the Torah goes in, if a person goes in with Torah, then Yotza Soy, then the secrets come out. Not just the superficial. Not just the skin deep, not just the surface level. But Yotza Soy, the secret, the inner truth comes out. Sforim say Yayin is Gematria 70. And Soy is Gematria 70. As Melek Darayin, the Yayin that is Torah, that is 70, so the Emes comes out. The real Emes comes out. Why 70? Because 70 is Ayin. 70 is Ayin. The letter Ayin. It's Gematria 70. Yeah? Ayin 70. Ayin is the I. It's the I. It's a different cook. The Yayin of Torah, the 70 of Torah, gives the person a different look. It's a different Ayin. It's a different view. It's a different way of looking at life. This is why the Chachomim, are called Einei Ho'edo. And you know where they call Einei Ho'edo? In Ha'itigavot Parsha. Or yesterday's Parsha, anyway. In Parsha Shlach Lecha, yeah, I know it's also somewhere else. I think in Vayikra, it's not called Einei Ho'edo, it's called Einei somebody? Einei something. Einei Ho'om, I think. Einei Ho'edo is this week's Parsha. Einei Ho'edo. Then further on, hello? Sorry. We're talking about Avodah Zarah. Right? Why they called Einei Ha'edo? Because they see things differently. They employ the Ayin of Torah, the Nichnas Yayin of Yotza Soy. What's really going on? What's the secret? What's the inner MS? It's why there were Shivim Zakehim. It's why there were Shivim members of the Sanhedrin. It's why Shivim Ponim La Torah. 70 represents, I was heard from Moshe Shapira, said that there are different names for water, bodies of water, in Lashon HaKodesh. Like different types of bodies or sources of water have different names, right? You have an agam, you have a yam, you have a nohor, you have a brecha. And all of these things are specific. A river is one kind of thing, and a pool is something else, right? But there's a word that describes a particular type of source of water, and that's a mayon. A mayon. What's a mayon? It's not a pool, and it's not a swamp, and it's not a lake, it's not a sea, it's not a river. What's a mayon? A mayon is a wellspring. What's unique about a wellspring? Take a zor. A wellspring is a pshat that it comes from deep within, and it brings its water to the outside. But when you see the water, you know, spewing forth from the side of the mountain, you know that its source is deep inside. You follow it down to its source, which slicked in the vein, teeth in the vein, deep inside the mountain. Don't know, and that's the mind of Torah, the wellspring of Torah Sepshat, that when we apply Torah, then you come out with a very, very different view of life. There is this standard, superficial, natural, organized view of life that the politicians want to try and teach us, and the analysts, and the generals, and all these people. And then there's something called the Einei Ha'edo, that they see things differently. They pull out the teeth in them. That's the Yisod of Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soy. Shtei Ma'aral. Shlach Lecha Anoshim. says Rashi, Shlach lecho leda'atcha da'as Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're going to send these people into Eretz Yisrael to come back with a report, they need to go in bebechinas Moshe Rabbeinu. They need to go in with the koyach of a Moshe. They need to go in with the koyach of the man who is the conduit of Torah in the world. They have to go in under the umbrella of Moshe Rabbeinu. They have to go in ledatcha with your das Moshe Rabbeinu. They have to analyze what they see through the das of Moshe. Ledatcha. Send them in with your das, Moshe Rabbeinu. Then they'll come back with a positive report. But if you send them in, starting with their own agenda, going on their own, to try and see, of course they're going to see strange things. Of course they might see them. You want to send them in under the banner of Torah, under the Degel HaTorah. Shlach lecha anoshim, shlach lecha ledatcha, so shteit. That is far kodesh. My children's elder zayda, through my rebbetzin, shlach kodesh. Shlach is a gewaldig on the pasuk when Moshe Rabbeinu sends him to Eretz Yisrael. Bo ha'oretz hashemeinu hi imrozo hayesh bo eitz in ayin. Zog the shlo hayesh bo eitz. Pos far ha'eitz rebendo. We're talking about eitz achai. The eitz achai, the eitz of Torah. Go see if this is a place that subscribes to das Torah. Hayesh bo eitz in ayin. And I was thinking, I'm sure this is what he means, I'm sure others say this is too big a chiddush to be mine. But Amaisa, the next words in the Pasuk are gavaldi. The Pasuk says, Hayesh bo eitz im ayin, v'his chazakten, omich kachacht. When do we talk eitz chayim? Eitz chayim hi lama chazikim bo. And Moshe Rabbeinu gazot, Hayesh bo eitz im ayin, v'his chazakten. Why v'his chazakten? Why eitz chayim hi lama chazikim bo? Because the eitz chayim gives people chizuk. You see a natural world and it's crazy. The goyim, one kevis among shivim zayim, it's in gewalt. Hayitochein. What's the answer? Torah cook is mischazakdem. It's chayim achazikim or yichapon to Torah. Als beseder. If we take it one step further than that as well, Gemara says, talks about hakeila godoy la gibor va noyo kedua. I'm not going to go through all Gemara now. Completely out of time, and we started late. But he states, "Hakeila God la gibor noyo." So Gemara says, "You know, where's the gedula of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Where's the gevura? Where's the noyo? Where? We see the nochem, the kankan, the heicholoy. We see this Aiden walking around on the destroyed heichol. Where? Show me noyo." Right? He says, "Anshik Nes Hagdola came and brought it all back. Hakeila God la gibor noyo. That's why they called Anshik Nes Hagdola, because they brought it back. They said, "Where's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's noyo? Hey, noyo isof. The fact that you see a people surviving despite all the odds." Over centuries, over millennia, despite all the odds. And nevertheless, they don't disappear. That is the Noira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Noira. There's nothing more awesome than seeing the survival of the people despite everything. I remember once seeing in the Hamadiya, many years ago, they had a, can I say the word cartoon? I don't know if they do that anymore. Is there any more? I don't have time to read it anymore. But they had a picture of a glass, and in the glass there was oil. And floating along the top of the oil was a wick. And basically, they had a picture of a hammer that was about to break the glass. They had a picture of a straw where someone was about to suck out the oil. They had a picture of scissors where somebody was about to snip the wick. They had a picture of somebody whose hands on the table was about to pull the table out. And somebody else with a bucket of water. Somebody else with another big pot that was about to suffocate. Every which way, and on each one of these things, they had a name. One of the umos have tried to destroy Klal Yisrael. And in the middle, they said, "Ne'er the kiv nishmas odom." That's the fire class. So we will not be extinguished. They try every day. Every day they'll come up with new patent. This is how we're going to destroy Klal Yisrael. That's Nora, but Nora's voice is this Aaron. The cook of Torah, the ability to see beyond the soul. On the surface we've disappeared. On the surface we already don't exist. 2,000 years ago we've gone. But through the cook of Torah we understand. So that the mistake of the Maragim, if we can even say such a thing about such great people, the mistake was that they didn't go in with enough of the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't go in enough of the Datcha. They didn't go in Losuris Eretz Yisrael, to go in the power of Torah, but they went in the Ragel. Let's see if this can be done on a regular level. Let's see how we can just naturalize the system. because of that, right, the whole thing fell apart. And what's terrifying is that Ad Hayom to this day, maybe we could say, not for me to say, but maybe we could say the fact that we know that Kol Dor, that the Beis HaMikdash is not built in its time, is considered as Nechrav, if the core of the problem was a lacking of appreciation for Das Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, then these Ad Hayom, the Beis HaMikdash, can't be built until we deepen our appreciation for Das Torah. That if they say your right is your left and your left is your right, there's Oidos. Because we see things surface level. But the Gedolim say, Oidos, Oidos. And this is Yitzchak Zakter. That we look at the world, not talking politics now, but a boat. Yeah, a boat. The boat comes in. The Gantz of Vilket Meshuggah got absolutely mental about a boat. Yeah, I'm not going into details, right? And all the youth around the world are so seresent from it, they're so upset. Yeah, okay, maybe a bungled effort, maybe it was a mistake, maybe it wasn't done correctly. But the outpouring, the wrath, the hatred, the vitriol. You sneeze. What's he does? So I'm always reminded of the Meister, Moshe Gifter, walking down the streets of New York in the 1960s. And he was walking with a secular friend of his, secular acquaintance of his, through the streets of New York. And outside a bar, it said, no dogs, no Jews. No dogs, no Jews. So his friend goes ballistic. Oh, I'm going to the capital, I'm going to start launching campaigns. It's disgraceful, racism, anti-Semitism, go on. I'm also gifted, he's walking. So he turns around to Rosh Hashiva, tells Rosh Hashiva, says, look, how can you live with this? So Rav Gifter turned around to him and said, you're Jewish, I'm Jewish. You're paying the price, and I'm paying the price, but I'm getting a product. I'm getting the product. What's that product? Torah. You look at it and you say, yeah, that's the natural world. But we transcend that world. Who cares? It's not B'nai Torah. Once a person has a cook of Torah, they can see straight through what's happening, straight through. So they don't get blunder. Because of what they're saying on this hour, and now there isn't a radio, people huddled around, even on Shabbos, people talking and caring. What's get there on? That's all you need to care about. It's not caring to through anything. What's the kesher to the previous parasha? Gevaldik. Mamish Gevaldik. By the way, this is the whole Indian also, Eshin Kenzorim, that when the Meraglim were walking around, so it says that we felt like grasshoppers, we felt very small. But what's the Loshen? Loshen is Shomroin was Anafilim. We saw these giant people. Bnei Anok in Anafilim. Vanir beinenu kachagovin. Hey, no yinu beinen. It's all about the ice cook. And that's how you see it, and that's how you are. You go in the cook of Torah. Doesn't look like that. The Shaychus. We'll go back to Baal Oischol and we'll put it into Parshas Korah. In the Parshas Baal Oischol. So Rashi said, Loma Nismucho. We asked the Kasha, how are they supposed to draw Musa from Miriam to the land? Ezra Kenzog Nazoi. What was the Chet of Miriam? So if I asked the Kinderlech to come from school, right? Loshon Hara. Yeah? Not wrong, but not enough. Not enough. Why not? Because what it says, the Torah is the same as like this, Akkadosh Baruch Hu, sending Miriam off, calls out Aaron and Miriam, Vayom Hashem Pisra and Moshe Vel Aaron Vel Miriam, Sushoshtechem, come out all three of you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts telling Miriam off. Now he doesn't tell her off for speaking Lashon Hara. Stop. It's not what it says. Right? Bad behavior. Lashon Hara. It's Teuknish. That's not what it says. What does it say? Vayoyim Eshimu no devarai. Listen. Im yiyeh nivyachim Hashem b'mare elov yisvado b'chaloyim adaber boy. The other Nevi'im, the other prophets, I appear to them in a dream, in a vision. Oh, but my Moshe, loy chein avdi Moshe, b'chol beis yinem on hu, pel pe adaber boy. Umadua lo yireisem le daber b'avdi Moshe. The Chet wasn't stam speaking Lashon Hara. The Chet was speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu. How dare you challenge the Das Torah of the generation? That was the Chet. Madua lo yireisem le daber b'avdi Moshe. How dare you even think about questioning the activities of the Godlador, Yeah, there was also Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, there was also Tzuras. Does she have to wait? No one had to wait. Go kill Nora. Oh, no, no. But the Ikkar problem wasn't that she starts with Rosh Hashanah. Clear from the raid. Moshe, Kakosh Baruch goes into a Gans of Drosha. The problem was that she took on Daster. You'll take on Daster. So that's the Ro'u V'lo'ilok Chumusa. They saw what happened to Miriam because she dared challenge the cook of Daster. As much as you may not understand it, you don't start up with Daster. And they saw them and the Lokhu Musa from challenging the Torah, and they should have gone into Eretz Yisrael saying, are we going to look at this as military strategists? Or are we going to look at this from a Da'as Torah perspective? And they failed to take the message from Miriam, and they made it that was the downfall. What's the Shachas of Parshas Koyach? Poshet. Eshtens, what's the end of Shlach Lecho? The end of Shlach Lecho contains the only mitzvah in the Torah that tells us how to use our eyes. Or Isem Oiso is Chautim is Kol Mitzvah Hashem Veloiso Suru Achre Levavchem Achre Nicham Hashatim Zonim Achre. How do you look at the world? You're going to be Shaykh to the Einei Ha'ido, or going to be Shaykh to the Loiso Achre Levavchem. And of course, we know Korach Ki Yodua. His challenge was against Umadua Tisnasu Akal Hashem. Who needs Das Torah? Who needs Gedolim? Kol Ha'ido Kulam Gedolim Shemav Soichem Hashem. And now let me share with you in the final minute. Let me share with you a Rashi, Gevaldik. I saw this Rashi yesterday. The Nusach of Rashi is so boiled, it's so Gevaldik. You know what Rashi says? Rashi in Pasuk Zayin, I don't know what point in Pasuk Zayin suddenly Rashi asked the question, but Rashi asked the question here. Brings on the Tanchuma. He says, the Korach shepikeach hoyo. Korach was a pikeach, and Aga, the word pikeach means someone you can see. Pikeach Ibrahim. Ebo Gadav Zen. What was going on? The Korach shepikeach hoyo, ma ro'o lishtuzu. Ma ro'o lishtuzu. What's up there, Gazen? What's Rashi's answer? Einoi hit osoi. Einoi hit osoi. Is an oi. His eyes fooled him. Gets better. How's Rashi finish? Possum Zayin. How's Rashi finish? He gives a whole cheshmen of what Korach saw, but he didn't see it right. What does it say in the end? Toh. When he saw the words, Asher Yivcha Hashem Hu HaKadosh, and he thought it was himself, Toh, but Toh LeBa'atzmoi, listen to the final words of this Rashi. It's Gavaldi, no money could buy this. So Rashi, Veloi Ro Yofe. He wasn't looking properly, couldn't see right. If you should bono also tshuva, last three words of Rashi, Moshe hoyo roye, not with the ayin, the aleph. Not Rashi. Not Moshe was the shepherd. Moshe could see. Kavaldig Rashi. Moridik. My role is to zu. Eino hit also. And at the end, Koyach lo ro yofe. Couldn't look at the world properly. Moshe hoyo. Moshe could see. It's all about what he can see. So, hainti gateg. Not for me to talk about. So sit here for the next hour talking about Maislach of the Gedolim and what they see in Mashal Shir and the Chazon Nation. All the Gedolim, they see the world differently. But it's not just for the Gedolim. It's for every single year. The more that a person is saturated, inculcated with Torah, you look at the world differently. You see what it's like for the Eden to have no Torah. They can't breathe. They suffocate from the look at the world events because they've got no perspective. But the Torah gives us that microscopic, penetrating view. See straight through what's happening, what's going on. And we said, chazakten, because we have Torah.